So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker. But don't you know, let this moment pass.
Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group, William Prentice, the director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, Lynn Helms, Nicholas Flom with the Northern Plains UAS test site, and an update from the editor of the Oil Man magazine about what to expect in their upcoming issue and how technology has impacted the shale plays across the United States. All that, plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Letting this moment pass you by.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
Here's to the sound of one hand clapping, and here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
So here's to all of the good thinkers.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us.
In our next segment, we talk with Nick Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site.
Yeah, sure. So some of the things that we're looking at, for example, are ways of expanding the sets of rules. Back in August, we had the FAA released a small UAS rule allowing for flights of aircraft weighing under 55 pounds that can fly up to 400 feet as long as you keep it in sight. That was a great movement forward for our industry. And, we're looking at, we're doing testing of, like, night operations. Right now, that's a limitation. You can't fly UAS at night. So we're, giving them the FAA data so that, everyone can start safely flying at night, maybe even at higher altitudes.
Are we talking about these big, giant drones that the military uses, or are we talking about ones that you can go to, Verizon store and buy, or both?
It's absolutely both. The current set of rules that the FAA has in place are the latter, what you talked about, the small, UAS that you can, potentially buy off of Amazon. But we're also doing tests in, larger platforms. We've been running a series of tests this summer using an airplane that's probably the equivalent of a four-passenger, small general aviation aircraft, and doing image analysis of farm fields and also infrastructure for the utility industry.
Energy integration. How involved are you with in energy integration, whether it be a UAV, UAS, or a drone, maybe monitoring some power lines or maybe a pipeline? Are you involved much with an energy integration?
Yeah, we are. I have some operations that will be taking place that's assessing from a utility electric company damage assessment, post storm disaster. Is this something that we can send a UAS to actually, determine the change if there's a down power line? Types of technologies can be transferred over to the pipeline inspections. That's a lot of that's currently being done by manned aircraft. Anytime that I can, do something that's, dull, dirty, or dangerous, which flying a manned airplane at low altitudes for like a pipeline inspection, follows, not necessarily the dirty part, but the, dull and dangerous, those are areas that we're looking into making a lot more efficient.
How about when it comes to precision agriculture? How involved are you with some of the, I don't know if they're experiments or they're projects or testing, but some of the things that are going on with the precision agriculture here in the state?
You know, we're directly involved with probably most of the efforts that are involved with precision agriculture in the state of North Dakota. And we're looking at that stuff from really interesting tests, high altitude, where we can capture 25,000 acres per hour with a large UAS, taking wide swaths of imagery. And then we follow up and fly a small UAS at lower altitudes that definitely can't cover the same amount of ground. And then following that up with, you know, ground truthing, you know, actually walking the fields and doing sand counts and kind of getting an idea, you know, can I fly a large UAS at high altitudes? Does that give me the same type of resolution that can, you know, help a farmer make those, you know, critical decisions that are traditionally done maybe with satellite, being done with maybe a small UAS? So we're looking at the analysis of all of that right now.
Congratulations on your new position. You're replacing Robert Beckland, who did a fantastic job there. Just kind of some comments.
Yeah, you know, I had the privilege of being Bob Beckland's first hire in the test site going back, you know, almost 3 years ago now when we were first stood up. And, you know, got to watch the direction we started, you know, really with, at that time, you know, the FAA kind of scratching their heads on, you know, where is this going? We didn't even have a set of rules or even a way for any type of commercial operations for UAS. You know, since that time, we've had our little bit of a patchwork with the Section 333.
To listen to the full-length interview with Nicholas Flom, Executive Director for the Northern Plains UAS Test Site,
or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to stopping and picking flowers. And here's to not letting this moment pass you by.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Pexkamp. To find out more about Tom Pexkamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Pexkamp.
And here's to the sound of one hand clapping. And here's to not letting this moment pass. And here's to carrying the weight of the world.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.